Afternoon, everybody, and welcome to public meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners. Thanks for coming. I'd like to call this meeting to order and if ask everybody to stand, and Commissioner Titchener will give the invocation, and then we'll go to the pledge of allegiance.
It's all about the work, Sarah. Heavenly Father, as we look back over the previous year, we just look at the many blessings that you bestowed upon each and every one of us, Lord. But now, Lord, we look forward to the coming year and the things that are new to us and new to all of those around us. We ask that you just be with us and guide us and direct us throughout this coming year and the years to come. Lord, we ask that the decisions that are made are pleasing to you, that you give us the wisdom to make the decisions, make the wise decisions. Lord, we just pray that you do this. We pray that you be with everyone in this room. We pray that you just guide and direct each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the Son that you sent to save us from our sins. Lord, we ask now that you just continue to be with us, guide us and direct us, and Lord, we'll not forget to praise and glorify your precious holy name. Amen.
Now for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda? The agenda, do I have a motion to accept the agenda?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda is approved. Are there any questions, concerns, or corrections with the minutes that you all received from the public meeting dated the 9th, the administrative session dated the 15th, the executive session dated the 15th, or the administrative session dated on the 2nd? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion, do we have a second?
Second.
Motion second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes approved as written. So nice to see such a large crowd out there again today. Nobody hissing and booing yet. I'm sure some of you came today because you saw a blurb in the paper regarding some overarching goals that we're going to unveil, if you will, today, and we're going to do that directly. Just a couple of comments before we do that, and we appreciate we were able to meet with the department heads before this meeting and go over it with them. These aren't on purpose real specific. These aren't strategies. They are overarching goals that are going to define our philosophies and decision making moving forward. So you're going to see that they're broad by nature. And I don't think they'll be a surprise to anybody as we go through these. I think we got pretty good feedback from the department heads earlier today in regard to them. And these will be published after this. And these will be the goals which will help us make the decisions that we're going to make. What this stems from, is to sort of show people what our vision is. So you'll have an idea about why are they making the decisions that they're making, good, bad, or indifferent. These are what we believe in. The three of us are committed to these. We've met, we've discussed these on multiple occasions, and the wording of it, we tried to choose as carefully as we could. Part of it, this stems from the conversations that we were fortunate to have during the campaign when we got to go all over the place, meet with people that maybe all three of us don't necessarily always get to meet with. For me, people in different areas of the county or different organizations that I'm not affiliated with, and I think for them as well, seem to be some very similar themes of concern that we shared as well, that we campaigned on, that we kind of talked about. one of the questions in one of the forums was how will we define success 4 years from now? This is sort of an attempt to answer that. And what we've come up with, and there'll be some copies of this that Monty will give out here in just a little while as well, but there are 7 of them. The most specific one is number 1, which is to hire a new county administrator. Mr. Pagenhart has announced his retirement earlier, as a lot of you probably know. We are committed to finding a qualified and competent replacement that we'd like to have in place by early June. We firmly believe that will probably be the number one thing that we'll do during our time in office, because if we do it right, and hopefully we will, it will have potentially decades long implications on the county, and hopefully positive implications on the county. So that is goal number 1. We're currently in the process of formulating a timeline and a committee to help us pick the next candidate for county administrator. The second one, and it's one that I think probably has been on the books for a while, and again, we don't really get into specifics on how to do this, but as a general rule, we're going to try to our best to increase population. As we mentioned with the department heads, you know, we live in a state that has done a lot of things to try to control population growth, or at least direct it in certain areas. I don't think that necessarily applies to us. We are not setting a target. We're not going to say, and we're not going to be unreasonable, we're not going to say that we're going to grow at 10,000 people or 5,000 people. At the end of our 4 years, if we have more people than we do now, we're going to consider that a success. We know it's very difficult to do. All rural communities are trying to do it. The strategies that come out of this and how to do this will be the determining factor of whether or not we'll be able to do it or not. We talked with our department heads today about this and our vision on this. We asked for their help in achieving this goal, and it's going to be different for different areas and different towns. Deer Park has different goals than Oakland, and Oakland has different goals than Friendsville, and we want to work with the municipalities and other areas and try to make that happen. The benefits of that, obviously, you grow the population, you can help stabilize the schools, attract businesses, grow the tax base, etc. There's obvious benefits to that. Economic development is number 3. That's probably the number 1 thing that all of us heard during the campaign. Was economic development, and we're firmly committed to that. Our goal is to grow the tax base, increase the number of businesses in the county, and increase the number of jobs. Again, not going pie in the sky. The days of the big box, 1,000-person employer coming to town probably isn't going to happen, but we'll take 5 or 10, 25-person employers that bring good quality, stable jobs. There's a lot that goes into that. We don't get real specific because things are going to change. It's a fluid movement. But at the end of 4 years, our goal is to have a larger tax base, more businesses in the county, and increased jobs. There's a lot of subsidiary things that come out of that, infrastructure improvements, workforce development, so on and so forth, that come into play. But the main point is economic development. Number 4 is relationship building. We will strive to improve internal and external communications, and more importantly, become much more cooperative and collaborative with all groups. Most importantly, between the 3 of us, we have an excellent working relationship we're very proud of and pleased with. Also with our department heads, that's why we met with them today, with the municipalities, with other elected officials, both at the local, state, national level, and other groups in the county that are non-government entities. We want to be open. We want to be available. We want to be responsive to the needs of the constituents. We're not always going to agree, certainly, but we can work together. We can be respectful of each other, and we can try to do the best that we can do. Number 5 is we want to become more business friendly, and we stressed with our department heads today, part of that is to be much more customer service oriented. We firmly believe, and we put this in here, and I like this statement. Each of us believes that government should be here to help and make things easier, not more difficult. And we're asking our department heads to do that. We're going to try to be more available and open to help provide some guidance when needed. And it doesn't necessarily have to be here either. I mean, if you're trying to build a deck on your house and you need to get a permit to do that, that should be easy to do. And we're in a state that makes it hard to do business. We need to be the county that's easy to do business in. And hopefully, you know, you can see the interconnectedness of a lot of these things, but, we think government, in a nutshell, we think government should be here to help, and that our department heads and that the three of us should be here to help and not make things difficult, but to make them more easy. We also want to become, number six, assist and become stronger partners with the municipalities. Commissioner Heimball said it best in our session earlier with the department heads. The municipalities are on the front line of government with a lot of people. And you know, most politics are local. It doesn't get any more local than municipal government. And coming from that world, and there's three of my fellow mayors here, it's tough. It's hard to do. Resources keep dwindling, and there's a lot that's asked of them. We realize that. We recognize that. I personally, and I think they agree with me, feel that the municipalities offer the best opportunity for population growth. It's in the towns that have infrastructure, that have housing stock, that have rental stock, that provide services that people want and would be willing to move here and take part in our quality of life. And I think the towns can be a strong partner with that. There's a lot of cultural, historic, economic assets in the towns that I think have gone underutilized, and we would like to see maybe some improvement in that area. And number seven, timely decision making. We understand we were elected to make decisions, and we pledge to do that. We're not going to be afraid to take on tough challenges. We understand the importance and recognize and appreciate that we have to collect as much information as possible. But at the same time, we have a responsibility to act and make timely decisions. We can't paralyze the process. We don't want to be a speed bump in the process of things that need to be done. And from the municipal side of things, sometimes that happens, and I think many times the business side of things that happens. And we would like to improve upon that and do a better job. Is there anything my fellow commissioners would like to add to that?
I think you did a great job of reviewing and summarizing what we're trying to do and what the purpose is and what our priorities are. And I think the fact that I don't think there's any necessary relationship between priority and the way they're listed here, except for the county administrator.
That's a good point. These aren't listed in priority, with the exception of number one. That is our number one priority. And I think it's, you talk about priorities, you know, education's a priority. We don't necessarily list it specifically, but it's interwoven in what we've talked about. We understand there's a lot of things on people's minds that are much more narrow than a broad-focused, overarching goal. So you probably will see some things that you might expect to see that aren't there, and that's why. Larry, do you have anything to add?
I just, again, want to welcome everybody here. I appreciate y'all coming out. I think the one thing that we've agreed with is that we want to hear from you. May not agree with what you have to say, but we still want to hear from you. And whether it's on an individual basis or whether you want to meet with all three of us, we want your ideas, we want your input. And from there, we'll kind of take it from there. But we've agreed that we're going to work together, and I think we have a very good relationship so far. I appreciate that. I was calling him both. And, you know, I want that relationship to extend to everybody in the county, not just department heads or administrators, whatever. I want it to go to all the people in the county, because that's who we represent, everybody. So if you have something that you want to talk about, you know, individually or with all three, let us know. We definitely want to be here for you. Again, thank you for being here.
To the ends of our overarching goals, and specifically to number six. After talking with Scott and talking with my fellow commissioners, I would like to make a motion at this point in time that for the remaining part of this fiscal year, we increase the allotment to the towns that do not take a tax differential, increase that $15,000 marker, $5,000 extra dollars, and next year look at increasing that to $25,000 instead of $15,000 to the towns that do not take tax differential. So I make that motion at this time.
Second.
Take your pick on the second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any question on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's a small token of what we can try to do for the towns. And we look forward to working with you guys and improving quality of life there as well. Next on the agenda is the appointments and reappointments to several boards. And Carol, turn that over to you.
I like that. There was just several appointments and reappointments to different boards that we went over several of the names at an earlier date and the resumes and so forth. Just, am I just to read through the appointments and reappointments?
Yes. You might want to.
Yeah.
Sorry, for community action, reappointment of Beverly Beard, Lowell Bender, Linda Buckle, John Wynn, and appointment of Wendy Sharpless. They have a 5-member. For the drug-free communities, this is a 2-year term. Reappointment of Sandy Miller, Matthew Paul, Casey Royce, and Jacqueline Wolf. And reappointment of Alan Arnson, Anna Bishop, Angie Brandt, James Maddie, Les McDaniel, Kendra McLaughlin, Fred Polis, Madonna Cole, Brooke Snyder, Carl Schwamm, and Deborah Ward. With the Emergency Services Advisory Board, the reappointments are for Lou Battistella, Richard Carlson, John Frank, Paul Harmon, Johnny May, Alex Malott, Ed McLellan, Wayne Timersima, and George Vincent. And then there are several. The Garrett County Local Emergency Planning Committee, for the representative for the Department of Social Services, the members Richard Witt, the alternates Alicia Streets, for Community Action, Dwayne Yoder, for Garrett County Fire and EMS, John Feather and Wayne Timersima, for the Board of Education, Ed Wilderson and William Swift, Public Utilities, Pat Hutnam, Richard Shoemaker, Garrett County Memorial Hospital, Jeffrey Heimball, Dell Hare, Maryland Emergency Management Agency, John Reginaldi, and Kyle Overly. For State Highway, Anthony Crawford and Richard Cosner. For Garrett County Roads, Jay Moyer and Paul Harvey. Maryland State Police will be Mark Redhaver and Todd Weaver. Sheriff's Department's Rob Corley and Mike Benninger. Health Department would be Rodney Glockfeldy and Craig Umbel. Maryland Emergency Medical Services is Dwayne Kitus. Public Safety Emergency Management is John Frank and Virginia Smith. Public Safety with the Communications, Kenny Collins and Justin Orndorff. Emergency Services Boards, Lou Battistella and Sonny Vincent. The Commissioner Rep will be Commissioner Heimball. DNR is Joe Rowley and Mike Friend. Garrett County Government with our IT departments, Nathanka Watkins and Andrew Souder. Private Business will be John Emmerich and David Klein. Garrett College is Shelley Manier and Doug Beitzel. And Maryland State Police Special Ops is Richard Carroll and Eric Carlson. Now for the Garrett County Memorial Hospital, Commissioners each have an appointee and a designee. So the appointee for for Commissioner Edwards as Billy Weisgerber and designate Jeanette Fitzwater. For Commissioner Highball, the appointee is Matthew Paul and designate Reverend Scott Robinson. For Commissioner Titchener, his appointee is Brian Bowe and designate Meg Collins. Next is the Garrett County Trails. The appointments were J.B. Churchill, he's with the Department of Planning and Land Development, and Mike White, he's down at the Garrett College Center for Adventure. Commissioner Highball and Commissioner Titchener will both be serving on that board also. The reappointments are Daryl Anthony, David Cotton, Wade Dorsey, Cindy Sharon, Barry Ritchie, Dave Ritchie, and Robert Stevens. The next appointment is Region 1 Emergency Medical Services, and that would be for John Frank. And the last appointment was for Ruth Inlow Library, the appointment for Rosie Cutler, and a reappointment for Wanda Gard. That was several.
Thank you.
You're
right. Could you say those again?
Yeah. Any questions on those appointments? We have a motion to approve.
So
yes.
We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is an opportunity for constituent input and public commentary. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say at this time? All these people and nothing to say. Yes, sir.
Paul, on behalf of the Garrett County Mayor's Association, I want to thank you all for helping the small towns through the tax differential that Mountain Lake and Oakland get their share. But I think it's very important to help out the small towns, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And I would do it.
Thank you very much.
Same here.
Thank you, mayors. Thank you for all that you do. Any other comments? All right, at this time, the commissioner's meeting schedule.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. This is a much shorter list.
This week you'll be leaving for the Winter Mako on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The Garrett County Municipalities will be Wednesday, but he's not available to attend. Commissioner Edwards. And that's all I have for you this week, actually. Next
Monday, you have a forestry board. And of course, next Wednesday, you would also
do would be
there. And
that was it. Very easy.
All right. Anything else from the commissioners? Ms.
Peggenhardt? Yes, sir. We do have an executive session to meet with a business client at 5 o'clock. That time we'll be asked to move into executive session to take care of that session.
Mm-hmm. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the public session.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Motion second. Question on motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries, and this adjourns the public session of the January 5th public meeting of Garrett County Board of Commissioners. Thank you all very much for coming.